This file is a digital copy of a tape recording from a collection that was identified as Dick Ledger audio tapes. It is labeled Jack Lazary Clinic, and the first side was Lazary conducting a caller's clinic. The second side was Jack Lazary calling a dance in the evening after the afternoon clinic. There's no indication of what year this was, but it's interesting to hear Jack Lazary's views as a caller trainer. The tape is from the collection of the Square Dance Foundation of New England.
Thank you. cast them for the right 3 footer is round. Then the boys train. Then the boys run. Then Ben's fine, star two. Now then pass the fire and into the slide two. Everybody do the round up two. Roll away the last sashay. Now star through, find a brand new tune, slide through, curly cue, scoot back, woo! Then girls running with boys, everybody do a curly cue, then boys running with the girls, everybody gonna pass through, find a brand new tune, star through, go do the snow, all the way, keep it ocean made, balance, swim still. Boys run, tag the line, face right, boys train. Then boys cross run to the far end while the girls train. Everybody do a wheel and deal to mix those two. Now star two, well, then pass two, hello there. Pass two, hello there. To the man and two, grab the girl in the lady's chain. Go, go, girls. Everybody pass two, find a brand new two, pass two, a brand new two, star two. That was kind of just to get you limbered up a little bit because you've been sitting so long. But do you see the concept without me stopping and drawing pictures of how much you can practice in this circle? You get them away from their partners where they don't fight, and that's her fault. No, it's your fault. Well, why don't you turn the right way? Well, you know, this kind of a thing, which helps. You're doing a mixer. You're getting that one pat square in the corner that does everything right and only wants to dance together all night long. You're forcing them to join the rest of the group and be part of the world. But you know how some of them are. And you're getting this couple this week away from the other weak couples who always kind of get stuck together and all the practice sessions that are there. Very good. I'd like for you to do something for me now. Would you join hands with the couple that you are facing now? And circle to a semblance of a line so that you are all facing the stage, or me. Okay? Kind of move around a little bit so that you can tell that you are only in your own little line of thought. In this month's notes, I put in our basic choreography teaching position, our teaching section, a method of teaching wheel and deal with some comments. And I'd like to pass them along to you as a group to get your ideas on them. Okay? Number one, we know that wheel and deal basically is a rather complicated figure for dancers to learn. It's one of the toughies that they have to learn to react to in beginner's class. Often is the case when we teach wheel and deal, we complicate the learning of the basic wheel and deal because we also have to teach the dancers how then to do a double pass-through and how then to do a first couple left and the next couple right. So along with having to learn how to do the wheel and deal, they really have to learn two other calls before you can return them to a standard position from which to continue. How many of you have found yourselves in that boat when you teach wheel and deal? Few honest people. Very good. Therefore, I prescribe to the thinking that prior to teaching wheel and deal, all of the dancers should have been exposed to a double pass-through by having, for example, a normal squared up set, have the heads star through, and teach double pass through, California twirl, march them back through, double pass through, till they're accustomed to knowing what you are meaning when you give them the command double pass through, and then extend it after they've done that for a week or two to the first couple left, next go right, so that when you get down to teaching wheel and deal, that's the only call you are having to teach, and not complicating it with double pass through, first left, next go right. Now here we are going to learn how to do wheel and deal. There's a lot of ways to teach wheel and deal, but I have found this one kind of works. I get all of my groups lined up as you are now, all facing the same wall in lines and four. They're not in squares, they're just couples, side by side, two couples making your line of four. I go on to teach a little bit about a wheel and deal, and I start them out in promenade hand position. So would you join your partner in promenade position? Okay? By the way, we have also done in our prior lessons to learning this, we've learned how to wheel around. Not deal around, just plain wheel around. Now we talk about wheel and deal as being a figure in which each couple acts much the same as a couple of swinging doors. We have a right-hand door. Would the right-hand couple hands up? Good. And we have a left-hand door. The left-hand couple hands up. And the figure wheel and deal is much the same as two swinging doors, the right-hand door closing first, and the left-hand door closing in behind them. The ends of the door are the swinging forward portion. The centers of the line, one man and one girl, are the hinges. And you almost act as if you've got some nails driven right down through your body and into the floor, and you're the hinges of the door. Okay? Would the right-hand couple close your door by wheeling around? And would the left-hand couple close your door by wheeling in behind them? And we have a little adjustment to make at this particular point so that the left-hand or last couple ends up right behind the front couple. And we make those adjustments so that they're not, you know, like standing on pins and straight. Now, obviously, now you all know a double pass-through, so make believe you're doing a double pass-through. Go. Now, make believe the first couple goes left, the next one right, and everybody's back in your lines facing me again. Now, you ready? Come forward, then back. Now, standing nice and straight, who's my right-hand couple? Ready? Wheel and deal. The right hand first, and the left hand behind. Now, I'm not going to treat you as if you're a beginner's class, but we practice it this way, okay? Double pass through. First couple left, then the next go right. Okay? Would the couples now slide over and exchange places with the other couple? Now, we're still all facing the wall. But you kind of get a totally different feeling when you're the right-hand couple rather than the left-hand couple. Agree? So when our two center people get ready to make like you're the hinge, and the right-hand couple ready to go first? Okay, boys, help her if she's a little slow. Wheel and deal. And I'm not going to go into all the, you know, go ahead. Okay? Now, mentally you did a double pass too. Very good. First couple left, next one right. Would you all now line up so that you're facing that wall in lines of four? Very good. And then I play from that wall. And I play from that wall. And I play facing the back wall. Because when they're in a totally new learning concept, every one of these positions that they're standing in gives them a totally foreign feeling. It's simple to us because we've been down that road for 20 years. And then we would, of course, apply it to the normal squared up set. And you know what? They don't have any trouble. Now we keep them basic, boy, girl, for several weeks. And when we get back to learning how a center's in and cast off three quarters works, and you'd have the two boys, two girls together on the wheel and deal, we come back to this kind of a line. Facing those walls, just two boys together, two girls together, and we play wheel and deal for a little bit. And it really helps them to get over the rough edges of learning the basic concepts of wheel and deal. Okay? Very good. Any questions? We're getting down to the last like 25 minutes of our particular afternoon session. And you know, I could go for days about many different areas, but at this particular time, we'd like to turn it kind of back to you and say, if you have anything, any area that you'd like my viewpoint on or my concept on, we'll be happy to share. Jack? When we're teaching wheel and deal from the two-phase line. Okay. Would you become facing couples again? Okay? When I go to teaching wheel and deal from the two-phase line, I have already taught the dancers a little bit about swing through and boys run. Right? And from there I have bent lines and brought them up and back and used ways of bringing them back. Okay, do a normal swing through and the boys run. And we could be working this in our large double circle. Right? Because this is basically a two-couple figure rather than the normal wheel and deal where we need the double pass-through position. Now we say to the folks, okay, gang, we're now in what we often use commonly as a two-phase line. And that doesn't mean, girls, that you're two-faced. It really means that one couple is looking one way and one couple the other way, commonly the two-phase line. And basically, you're both left-end couples, left-handed couples in your wheel and deal. So when we wheel and deal from this particular position, you will end up facing the couple that's now in line with you. The boys as the ends will carry the forward motion. The girls as centers are the ones acting as if they have the nails through their feet and are hinged to the floor. Ready? Do a wheel and deal. One, two, three, four, bump. Once more, gang, do a nip-sa-do. captive ocean maiden, bounce up and a bounce back, swing to right and again, up and boys run. Everybody freeze for a moment. Now comes the figure. Ready? Do a wheel and deal. 2, 3, 4, and a boom chuck chuck and a do sando. Let's let it dance all the way. Everybody swing to turn right and up, and the boys run around that girl and a wheel and deal and a keep it dancing right about there to the right and up to and bum 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 bum. Just that way. Listening, your feet are shugging for me. Now when I've got that sound on my floor, I know they're dancing the figure. And I think it's just as important to get them to dance that figure as it is to learn how that figure works. Mm-hmm. Well, if you've got the boys on the ends, and the boys, you know they have that problem with the girls on the ends, and the boys in the center, I think. When the boys are on the ends, don't carry the girls far enough, because they're taking larger steps. This is the position I think we have more trouble in when we're getting to the wheel and deal. Everybody swing through.
It'd be great to teach some of this stuff.
Boy, run around that girl. Tag the line up from the south. Tag the line, face to the right. Now, it's from this two-face line that we sometimes have the problem that Jack is talking about, I think, that when we wheel and deal, because the girls are out on the end, they don't take as large steps as the boys do, and we need to practice getting into the good lined-up eight-chain through position. So if they're having trouble, I sometimes have the two center boys take forearm grips. Okay? Now, do your wheel and deal. Come on around, boys. Swing each other. Then to face each other. That gives them a little tug action to pull against and forces them to take the girls around with them. Now, I don't like to do that, but I have to do it sometimes with certain couples who don't get into the prescribed position. It really gives them an axis to turn against, and it does help a little bit, Jack. Okay, we've been going. Let's just bring up the chairs and talk, and then we can cover the water on the floor. I didn't say anything that made anybody do that. You never know. Earlier this afternoon, I forget who it was, somebody asked about recycle as an experimental idea. I would like to invite some conversation after my initial comments in regard to what we hope will come out of the Color Lab experimental workshop program. It's something that is of interest to all of us. And I might precede that little bit of discussion with the comment that we are very happy, those of us who kind of got in on the ground floor, on the initial organization of this group commonly known as Color Lab. And our feelings, really to a man, of that original group are that we sincerely hope that within the next 4 to 5 years, that everybody involved in the activity of Square Dance Calling will be a member of this organization. Everybody. It is not a fraternity. It is not a select private little group that's trying to handpick people to become members of an elite organization. It was the thought that if we're ever going to be a successful professional organization, similar to for the AMA, for the doctors, the AMA, or the International Brotherhood of Plumbers, for the plumbers, that if we can ever reach the status of that type of an organization for the square dance calling profession, that we can't do it by asking everybody who wants to join and send in your dues and become a card-carrying member. That the way the organization can best grow is, number one, by having the invitational method go to work. The initial group, 23 or 24 or 25 of us, extended 4 or 5 invitations, and that group met in St. Louis. These 125 guys or so that were in St. Louis, I think we're given 4, is that right, Dick? 4, 5 invitations for this year. So next year it's 125 times 5. The following year, it may be, 750 times four or five or three. Now, you have to attend the convention in order to become a member. That means you're giving some time and some money. But until you have arrived at that convention center and saw 125 guys sitting around talking the same kind of things that all of us talk about, and who are sincerely interested in the long-range future and good of this fantastic recreational activity, you cannot begin to feel the electricity in the air. The comment was made, you know, you could go to any convention in America, and some guy's chasing some girl in the bar, and some guy's trying to make time with somebody else's wife. But could you believe that a bunch of squirtheads, corner guys, are standing around the lobby till 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning discussing? Hands up on ocean wave, forearms on a swing through, dose of all different. You couldn't believe it, right? And to a man, every one of the guys who was there is an individual with individual thoughts and individual feelings and individual philosophies of what this whole ball of wax is really about. And yet everyone who was there is honest and professional enough to recognize the need for some semblance of working together for the total growth of the future of the activity. And it's fantastic. It's electric. I couldn't have believed it, and I'm just feel highly honored that I'm involved with an organization at this point who has, you know, started down this road. I mean what I say when I say I hope that within 4 or 5 years, everybody involved in Squirthead's Calling will have received the invitation to attend and become a member. It's not a clique. It's not a fraternity. It's the start of a truly professional organization. Now, the one committee that I have been asked to be strongly involved in was primarily because I guess I do publish notes and have been involved in experimental workshop material approach over the years. And I had to present a paper there regarding how can we handle or best attempt to handle the large volumes of experimental workshop material that flood the square dance market. And basically our principle was this. We live in a free country, thank goodness, right? And 25 years ago, somebody had acted as a dictator and turned off the faucet on new experimental material, we would not have the dance that we call today. You wouldn't have the good figures like Swing Through, Spin the Top. We'd still be doing Birdie in the Cage and Duck for the Oyster and Dive for the Clam and Lady Go Round the Lady and these kinds of things. Not that there really is anything wrong with those, but when we look at the number of people involved in the activity today versus then, the number of callers, the number of square dances, square dancers, festivals and things, I don't think that experimental material has been the cause of the failure of the activity. It's really brought on a growth in the activity if those newer figures are used properly. However, I think we all agree that the time has come when we need to take a good look at this flood of material and see where is it best used and with whom. Because some callers are using experimental material with poor judgment. They're going into the down middle of the road, which we call mainstream dance, and they're using enough experimental material at these Friday and Saturday night dances that they turn the dance into a workshop. And these people want to come and they want to dance. They want a workshop, they go to the workshop. They want advanced material, they go to the advanced level clubs that are advertised as such. So the thinking on my particular part was that there is a large percentage down the middle of the road of dancers who operate clubs who are sick and tired of every week a different caller comes in and tries out something different on them and they never hear it again or they never learn to master it. On the other hand, there is the caller who is living in the boondocks someplace and who gets this flood of material from Jay King, Bill Peters, Jack Lazary, Miller Norlick, and everybody's pushing something else this month, and he doesn't know which to choose, and consequently, he's befuddled. So our approach was really kind of a simple one, that we would, through a committee of around 20 recognized square dance caller leaders, attempt to select a workshop figure or two, no more than two, on a three-month basis, and give those the good housekeeping stamp of approval from caller lab. and say to you, this middle of the road club leader, that if you're tired of every guy coming in and teaching you four or five different things at every dance, then you can say, hey man, you're our caller here tonight. If you want to workshop anything, give us those figures and nothing else. If we already know how to do them, then expand upon our knowledge of how they are used from different positions. Workshop us on a recycle from a Dixie style way. Workshop us on a recycle with boys on the end and girls at the center, or girls on the end and boys at the center, because we already know the other, this approach. On the other hand, to the caller who's in the boondocks someplace, he can say, well, these guys, these big name callers say, this is what I ought to workshop with my kids, and I've got 3 months to kind of teach it to them. So if a person misses a dance or two, he comes back and he knows that for a 3 month period that I'll still be reviewing and reteaching just those two calls. If you want more, then you go someplace else. To a different caller, to a different night, to the same caller, to a different picture rather than mainstream. Now, I'm not saying that this particular program is going to be the total answer, but it should help for those groups who are wishing to be this way. The new votes are just coming in now. October the 1st was really the time that they're due in. And I'll be very frank and honest with you when I say that I really believe we ourselves in this committee have many and many different varied viewpoints as to what selection should be made for this coming quarter. I think part of the reason is we're not sure ourselves, and I mean that straightforward and straight from the shoulder, exactly what calls we should be picking. Should we be picking something that's brand new in the last 3 months? Or is everything that's not on the basic 75 list now to be considered experimental? And then could be drawn from, you know, we've got a lot of things. Butter wheel, for example, would still have to be considered experimental, but we know everybody does it. And so our committee, including yours truly at this particular point, have been kind of, you know, one day it's one way and one day it's the other. But in talking with Burdick and in talking with Osgood, we think that by December, when this plus 10 list comes out, which will be then 75 plus 10 and be mainstream, that those are the calls that everybody ought to be doing, then we as a committee can disregard those 10 calls and begin looking at truly what has been experimented with under the new material ideas for the last 3 months, and select 0, 1, or 2 of those as our experimental ideas for mainstream. At this particular point, I'm not sure what the figures are going to be, but I can tell you right now that an old-timer by the name of Peel the Top has received a lot of votes so far. I haven't got all 20 yet. I think I had 12 or 13. And Carolyn said there's a bunch of letters from, I think, the rest of the guys there. Now, there's a lot of people who use Peel the Top as a standard part of their dance today. How many of you do? Right. See? And you would say, well, gee, call that, pick something that everybody's already doing. But it's still not on that basics list, you know? And in talking to Jerry Haig on the phone the other night, when he called his things in, he says, you know, Jack, he says, what's mainstream in your neck of the woods and out east? He says, I was in Iowa someplace, you know? And he says, I couldn't call a tag the line. So mainstream Podunk, Iowa is confronted with different problems than mainstream Providence and Hartford and Boston, where the high frequency of callers and dancers is available to us. But is this guy in Podunk, Idaho, who's having trouble doing a tag the line, is he really mainstream USA? I'll have to say no, because you can call a tag the line on the main floor of the National Convention, and everybody does it, right? Agreed. So I think those callers out there have some catching up to do with their dancers, that we really can't go back to things like that and say, hey, that's mainstream, we got to workshop that? No. We've got to decide on these newer figures, which is really the thing we're going to present to our dancers, because we recognize, I think, the importance, or not necessarily the importance, but the necessity of feeding a little bit. Otherwise they say, hey, we ain't going to call something new. Right? Keeping up with the Joneses approach. But not 10 new things, not a motivate, a coordinate, a transfer the column, and a split transfer the column all in one night. Wow. Okay. Any questions on any area? Monsieur Frejot. Okay, the only thing I was going to say about Fargo, and may I get two couples quick? Well, maybe I can just say this. Okay, stand up. You're good. You're now in, get a close proximity like a heat-shaped truth position. Okay? I see a lot of people doing things like head square through four, like you read now, right? And then calling a flutter wheel. It's really blah. Or dive through into the middle, flutter wheel. It's the same jolting up action for the boys as the Dixie style is standing still. The close proximity in the eight chain through box to doing flutter wheels is very uncomfortable. Do a right and left through, then dive through. Beautiful. Go. Square through three. Make believe you're doing it, right? Good. Do's a do, and the arms up to you, go once around, and then do the right and left to you, and turn it in a girl, and a flutter in the wheel. Now they're adjusting pretty good because they're the only ones on the floor. But when they're in normal eight-chain boxes, they're close. And then somebody has to back up and bumping into other squares, and it's a problem. It's a poor spot to use it, one man's opinion. But you see it a lot. But we also see a lot of flutter wheels from standing still lines. Lines go forward and back, flutter wheels. Look what it does to the boy. Just leaves him there. Why not do a right and left through? And the ladies lead with a flutter wheel and a runner going to go. See, the girls do pick up the boys, right? That's the way we're dancing it, I guess. Instead of the boys falling in behind, the girls behind and following her, okay? That's the only comment I was going to make on flutter wheel. I think it's overused, by the way. I'll stay there for a moment. We had a request and a teach on how do we teach recycle. I teach recycle this way. You are facing couples, and I talk to the dancers and tell them a little bit about the experimental figure. And I say, two boys look at each other. That's kind of tough, guys, but do it. The two boys, when we finish a recycle from an ocean wave, will have exchanged places. So you will be standing where this other boy is standing, and the girls end up right back where they started from. Okay? But you step to an ocean wave. Now, boys, at the ends of the ocean wave, you can see that to get to where you're going, to where that other boy was standing, you're really going to start walking in kind of a half circle till you get to where you're going to be, and then turn to face the center of your square. Don't do it just yet. Girls, as the centers of the ocean wave, you're merely going to turn and follow the boy who's adjacent to you and walk in a smaller circle to end up in your prescribed position. Now, boys, if she's a little reluctant to follow along with you, you've got her by the right hand, kind of turn her into a following position, gently. Ready? Go. Recycle. Boys walk, girls turn and follow. Now, some girls are changing hands. Some girls are just turning and following. Some girls are turning around and wheeling and dealing. Really, step to a wave. If you recycle, in actuality, it's the same as having the centers turn around and do a wheel and deal. Watch it, girls turn around and wheel and deal. Now, that's where you end up, but that isn't really the way it should be danced. But you can tell some of the people who may be having trouble, especially from the odd ocean waves, that if they get flustered for a moment, that this will get them out of trouble in a hurry. But I don't think it ought to be danced as it centers turn around and wheel and deal, because it doesn't. That's not a smooth combination. You just centers turn back and wheel and deal. The figure recycle does exactly the same thing for you as a flutter wheel does. It exchanges two boys, and because of the type of action that it is smoothly followed by a sweep of quarter, the same as flutter wheel is. In that kind of circling motion, let's watch again. Step to your wave, recycle, sweep one quarter. See, the motion is already there and flowing. So you can take advantage of that body flow and mechanics to let it move you into a line of four, if you so desire. Step to an ocean wave. We work it to, instead of the boxes, also from the long lines, and then have recycle, so they come back to lines, go recycle. And which brings them back to a line position. And we want them to sweep a quarter. It gives us the eight chain two, go to sweep a quarter box formation. So you can get a change of facing direction for the dancers. We find that the following combination for the girls dances very smoothly. Curly cue, cast off three quarters, and the girls trade or recycle. the girls trade really into the recycle, dances nicely. It makes it a right on up through, really, more than a flutter wheel. And it gives them a little more dancing action. As far as my own personal opinion, I think it wasn't a bad choice as far as being experimental, because it is small, short, easily taught. The dancers learn it. It is smooth. It isn't a memory course like, you know, motivates and coordinates and some of these other things. And that we are thinking middle of the road, not advanced mainstream, but down the middle of the road. Thank you. Any questions? Yes, sir. Let me give you a little bit of the history. Recycle is one of those figures that was written by a challenge caller, Lee Cutler. He got the name from, Lee teaches physical ed, and I'm not talking out of school because I heard Lee say this. A kid came to school wearing a t-shirt that said, recycle garbage. And he thought he had better select the first word for the title of the figure. Rather than garbage, recycle. Come on, guys, get with it. Now, he wrote recycle initially to be done by an ocean wave in the center of the square with couples behind each ocean wave. For example, the heads start through do-si-do to a wave. And the center people did one thing and the outside people did another thing, right? And he found that he had to teach the two distinct parts, the part the wave did and the part that the facing couples did. So it really evolved into three figures, a facing couples figure, a wave figure, and an all eight kind of a figure, all with the same name. And there are a lot of us who felt, why do you do something different when you're here under the same name? That kind of violates rules. When I'm in one position, I should do one thing. Don't give me the same name and tell me to do something else, right? So the experimentation evolved and went along. And it seemed like out of all the recycles that were experimented with, the one ocean wave was kind of smooth. It danced easily. The other one's very awkward. Boys step in, have to turn around, lock hands. The girl's got to run around and catch up with the guy. But this one kind of caught the imagination of a lot of guys, so it got used. And again, it was one that I said, well, I'm not going to use it, but everybody started using it. I didn't start using it with my open dance groups at all until that boat came in. No, I don't, because I think the only place that recycle should be used for normal average dancers is from the ocean wave. It should not be taught as a facing couples picture. If you're involved in advanced level workshopping or challenge dancing, very definitely you're going to have to know it from the other positions. Right? But for the mainstream figure, boom. Yes, sir?
Yeah, you do that half sachet.
Yeah, would you step up for me, please? Very good. I'm going to teach the figure half sachet. Don't half sachet yourselves yet. Okay? I'm going to say we are facing couples and we learn how to do recycle with the boys on the end of the wave so that the boys have exchanged places, right? But you now roll away with a half sachet. And the two girls give each other the look. Say, okay. Now the two girls will end up exchanging places and the boys will end up exactly back where they started from. But you now extend right hands to the one you're facing and establish an ocean wave. The girls are on the end and the boys are in the center. Now, girls, obviously, at the ends, you're the one that has to do the walking around part to get to your prescribed position. And the boys at the centers, it's your turn to turn and chase the girl. I'll follow the girl. Now, you got to play a little bit, you know. Okay, ready? Girls walk and the boys turn and follow. And when we end up, we'll be kind of like we were, half sachet. But you have to teach it just as deliberately that way. The way I kind of find, I kind of like it. Do a curlicue for me. Boys run. Everybody do a right and left through. And the ladies lead with a Dixie style, do an ocean wave, and then go to balance once. I like recycle from here. Because it allows the girls to walk forward and the boys to turn and follow. But when we end up, we are in normal boy-girl facing couples position. Can you do it for me, Cole? Recycle. Girls walk, boys turn and follow. Goes from there. This is the position that we've got 3 months, right? The first month, all I did was normal boys on the end, girls in the center, recycle. The second month, I added the girls on the end and the boys in the center, and we worked, you know, both of them in our dances. This is the third month, and we're working the Dixie style.
ocean way. So we're not just doing the recycle from one position, we're taking the time. We're not being rushed to teach 97 new things, right? So we're taking the time to say, hey, what can we really do with recycle? Is there really enough there to have it really last for a year or two or three? I don't know. Only the dancers will tell. They'll let us know when they get tired of it. Did this answer the question?
Yeah, I now have Ray who will ask that. I say it's definitely
okay, two boys facing two girls. Very good. Do a do sa do. Step to an ocean wave. Now you have an end and a center. Following your basic principle rules that have been established, apply them. Ready? Go. Recycle. It can be done just as smooth from any possible spot, as long as there's an ocean wave. It's a non-sex identity picture. In other words, there's no sex involved, girls. In that picture. That's why it's doomed to failure. Question. Turn and follow and roll, right? Yeah. Right. You roll over. I teach it as a turn and follow, but before I would teach two boys, two girls, or apply it, I'd have them stand there as facing couples. You know, which one is in the boy's position? You're the one that exchanged places. And basically, it's the ends of the ocean wave that are the ones that end up exchanging the places. Agreed? So that once you get those little thoughts in mind, those little what we call crutches to jog memories. Yes, sir? Okay, let's go back to the original teach. Would you get your normal position? Flutterwheel had an original teach and the dancers changed it, right? The way it was written originally by the author was step to an ocean wave. The centers fold behind the adjacent end. Now walk forward in your little semicircle to get where you're going. Okay? Step to an ocean wave. Recycle. So you see what the girls ended up doing? They folded and followed. They folded and followed. And they got so used to doing it, they didn't bother to fold. They just turned and followed. And they saved themselves a couple of unnecessary steps. Just like the dancer has done with Flutterwheel. He's kind of made the figure the most comfortable way to execute as his body allows him. And I'm one for liking to believe what the dancers have a way of telling us out there. I'm not going to stand up and say, hey, you can't do it that way. And you know, there's got to be a little bit of flexibility in our programming. Did that answer your question? Actually, they're really folding and following. But they're doing it in a continuous rolling kind of an action. So it really saves that time. Otherwise, if the girls fold and the boys have walked ahead of them, the timing is lost. Step to your wave. Okay, I'm going to say recycle. Don't do it yet. Girls do a full fold while the boys just take off. Go, recycle. See that? So because the next call, you know, it's really a couple of beat figures. That's all. Boom, boom. Good. Any questions on any other avenue? Yes, sir.
On that recycle, you've shown recycle of people that know it. How about people who don't know it?
Well, I thought I demonstrated how I would teach it to dancers not knowing it. And I reviewed it last night. I was calling a dance in Holyoke, Massachusetts. And the only thing I workshopped at that open dance was the recycle. And I asked if there was anybody in the hall who had not yet had the opportunity to see it. And I don't know if they were telling the truth or not, but there were a few who had their hands up.
Like people that don't know it, they have to know what hands to grab.
Well, we're teaching them how to do it, right?
Right. Like when you're teaching them, like the man reached back with his right hand, grab the girl's left hand, and do a foot over it. It's the same thing, isn't it?
Well, it doesn't dance quite the same way. We don't want them to reach back and grab. We want the girls to turn and follow. And their two right hands are joined. And I think it takes too long to change hands. I just have them turn the girl as they come along, and she kind of rolls into place and comes right along. I don't think you have to exchange hands to have it dance comfortably. Am I right, girls? You're the ones who really will tell us. And I talked to the dancers. I said, hey, girls, what's the best way to do that? Boy, you'd be surprised what they'll tell you and exactly where to go. What's that? But should the same couple step? They want to see the boys reach back and...
That's right. Man's wife.
Step to an ocean wave. Okay, they're saying that the boys will reach back with their right hand and take the girl's left hand. Go, recycle. There's a lot of reaching, you know, and fumbling. Now do it my way. Step to a wave. Ready? Recycle. Boys walk, girls turn and follow. And the girls will give him the other hand as it becomes an inside basic rest position in there. Okay, let's get off recycle. It's not that important. How are we doing on time? I have no idea. Good. Are there any other avenues of things that we might cover? Yes, sir.
Yes, I noticed your very extensive use of, let's say, after a bend of line or something like that, you have a move up to the middle and back. You use it very extensively, I think.
I'm doing it probably under the situation where I'm working with one square here.
Okay, well, the reason for my question.
Yeah.
I had a national caller actually tell me that you break the flow of movement by calling it up to the middle and back.
Why? Yes, you can.
Bend the line into a regular through. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. But I'm also recognizing the fact that I use, personally, certain positions if I see the floor beginning to lag behind me, right? That the weaker ones are beginning to get further behind. That if I need a spot in which I can again pull the whole floor back together again and keep working with me, that's the point at which I go up to the middle and back, or balance in ocean waves, deliberately. And I think those of you who were dancing noticed the difference when I directed do-si-do to an ocean wave and then gave you a call, and the difference when I said make an ocean wave and balance. There was a definite, you had a definite 4 beats to do your balance, up to the middle and back, before you got the next call. 2 beats, I said 4. I don't want to balance that long anymore. But there was, and you'll notice it perhaps tonight in the dance. But there's a hesitation there. And if I see, like I'm doing all age circulates and swing throughs and girls circulate and boys trade and this kind of stuff, and I see somebody huffing and puffing running around, a couple of squares dragging behind because they're not right there on the execution, when I get to the proper point back in the wave, I'll say, in balance, up and back, and then scoot back. And I don't feel that I'm breaking the flow. Because if they're dancing in time with the music, the up and back of the balance, or of the line of four, go up and back, well, you know, they've had enough flow activity up to that point that I feel I'm pulling the floor back together. Yeah. But if they're all chugging along, why give it to them?
In other words, there are times when you wouldn't necessarily use it, depending on your flow. You use it depending on your flow.
Depending on the what? Usually I'm depending on the experience of the floor. A typical example of that would be a figure that I often use, tag the line to a center's in and cast off 3/4. If the floor is dancing, I won't go up and back at that point and then say star through and trade by. I'll center in, cast off 3/4, star through and trade by, and nobody breaks a step. But if they're not sure of that cast off, and I know that I'm going to have to lead them around by the nose, then I'll cast off 3 and new lines forward into the middle, and I come back out and star two and trade by. My whole approach is to keep the floor alive and not drop anybody unless they're, you know, totally impossible. Any questions? Any other questions? Is your hand up? No. Yes, sir.
Do that.
They're in there swinging. Well, yeah, this happens. It's their own fault, not your fault. They missed the call, you know, go right on by it. But, you know, if you don't normally do that to break it up, you know, then you're going to have time to play. So it's obvious that you don't do it a lot, because a lot of people are still doing it. So you might emphasize, heads promenade halfway, sides do a right, left, through, quick. You know, quick. You might catch them in time before they're yellow rocking, you know. Gentlemen in the middle in the back. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I'm down in front of everybody. I see your dissertation on the school dancing was very good and informative, I know that. But I have one problem with the dancers.
I have more than one with the dancers. What's yours?
Well, I'm not going to go into a long detail, but it's different. We're going to teach the biggest speed on my those who go to the one of the teachers.
At a dance.
Right.
If I am a guest caller, a hired hand to come in and call for a club, and I've never called for them before, I'm not about to stand on that stage and tell them how they're going to dance. I'm going to call my dance, right? And I will, as quickly as I can, find the point at which those people are dancing comfortably and enjoying the material that I'm using. I don't want it to be too low or too high, but I'm striking for there. But if they're doing patty cakes instead of, you know, and seesaws and all this kind of stuff, I, as the guest caller, am not going to stand on that stage and tell them not to do this. I don't think it's my place to do it. I'll only make more enemies than I will friends for myself, right? If that's their way of playing, that's the way they want to do it in Rome, let them do it. Now, back in my own particular groups, if I call a double pass-through and say centers in and cast off, and I see somebody do centers in and bend the line, you know, back up, short-cutting, this kind of a thing. So I wouldn't do that anymore. They don't want to talk to. We dance. I have a challenge club. And people say, do you mean your challenge dancers do dos-a-dos, grand right-to-lefts? I said, yes, they do. If they want to remain a member of the club, they dance the figure I call. They don't want to dance the figure the way it was written. They can go dance to the tape machine, but not at my home. And they know it. Because in my hall, in my clubs, where I call for regularly, they have learned to understand our philosophy of the dance. And there's a time when I let them play, and there's a time when they're dancing. And there are a few things that I just don't put up with. And they know about it, because I talk to them. I'm not mean about it. I'm not, but let's face it, the whole dance is a zero, right? And if they don't want to square through, they're going to pair off, right? They might just as well stand in the same place till I, you know, for 5 minutes, because that's what they're going to end up 5 minutes later anyway.
Well, that's a pole you must lead inside when that happens.
No, I don't. I tell them off. At home. But I'm not going to. If I'm on the road and I see this happen, there are always ways to gimmick the dancer, but I sometimes have to weigh this situation. The one hot rod square visiting your open dance at Chickapee's or someplace, there's one group down in the corner that I think they're pretty good, right? And they shortcut and they do all the things that they're not supposed to do, and here you've got 35 squares of dancers on the floor doing just what you want. Are you going to allow this one square to annoy you? So that you go ahead and, in your attempt to show them that you know more than they do, that in order to break them down, you totally destroy the other 35 squares. I know callers who will do this. Just to get back at that one square in the corner, you know, who knows it all, and dances half sashayed and doesn't do-sa-do and all this kind of stuff. In order, because they're on his nerves, they totally destroy 35 squares of dancers to get even with those. I just do that. And I keep right on talking. Say, how you doing out there, guys? That looked pretty bad. And I keep right on going. You know, don't let them get to you. You're there for the enjoyment of the majority. And in this one square, you click it up, you say, oh, Buster, when are you going to call something? We know you can do it last, right? We heard you call that challenge stuff. When are you going to give it to us? After the dance at 11 o'clock. All right?
Well, the only thing that I brought the question up before was it kind of looks like more or less your responsibility to tell them you're standing these people like you're very mean.
Agreed. No, you're 100% right. You really are. There's no two ways about it. On the other hand, if you go into a hall as a guest caller and everybody dances, just let her perfect. They shuffle and their shoulders are straight and their palms are up and you're giving them all this nice material and everybody dances perfect at the end of the typical. Very politely, right? And then you go to another group and a few guys with a little lean back on the Western balance and you see a saucer once in a while. Yeah, that's it. You call left out a man and the whole floor explodes that they're happy. Say, hey man, where's the value here, you know? I don't know, you know? It's kind of nice to get that response from the floor, isn't it? You don't get that whoop and holler and that feeling that you're getting through to them, man. You begin to wonder, am I died on that stage tonight, man? Keep getting lower and lower. So I don't know all the answers. I think it's a matter of individual rapport with your people. If there are flagrant, rough dancing activities going on, and I'm a guest caller, then I will say something. You know, I really will. I'm not really as outspoken as Earl. But I'm going to quote a true story that happened, and I can tell you almost when, to me, in our hall. Along about the end of April, last spring. I'm very dead against the pre-forming of squares as part of their evening's dance activity. I don't mind a certain percentage of it because you can't stop it, but I like seeing lots of hands up when it's square up time, you know, not one square looking for hands. And if I just happen to see that a lot of it isn't happening, then I'll call a mixer, like heads promenade to another square, sides promenade to another square. We in Florida are fortunate many times that we get a lot of already well-trained dancers moving to Florida as they retire or semi-retire and move down. On the other hand, we also get a conglomerate of dancers who have been trained in many, many different ways. And each area is a little bit different. And this one particular couple, and I'm not going to mention names, they're not from your area, they're from the Midwest, were very prominent leaders in their area. They let you know that they were leaders. They ran dances and hired callers and looked after square dance halls and all of this kind of stuff, right? So I just happened to call one of these heads pass through to another square situations, and I just happened to be glancing down at one particular square, and this couple did a pass through in a California twirl and walked right back into the same square again. Well, you know, that's like pouring gasoline in a little cup. To me, it is anyway, you know, because I can't play the game and, you know, don't plate. So I did it again. And of course, the minute I said, heads pass through again, the whole floor turns around. Uh-oh, who did it? You know? But you know, they did it again. They did it again. So then I leaned over my little platform and I kind of looked down at their square, which is over in the corner. And I said, okay, heads, one more time. And with an annoyed sound in your voice that you can't help, you know, you just can't, it's just, you're human. And they did a pass to him and California twirl again, and they stood up and looked at me, and they started backing out of the square. And I said, you know, guys, if you can't mix around a little bit, and then you walk out of a square, you're at the wrong caller's dance. And there's the front door. Now, I could have pinched myself after I said it, because it came over strong, but that's really how I felt and how I feel, that if this is the way they want to act, then act that way at somebody else's dance, not at ours, right? So they walked out the door, and they didn't come back for a couple of weeks, a month. Pretty soon they came in the door, and they didn't say hello to my wife, they don't say hello to me, they pay their money, and they're on the other end of the hall now, right? But they're back dancing twice a week. And when I called a mixer last time, I couldn't resisted. I waited to see whether they were the heads or the sides, and I did it for them. And they went ahead and played the ball game. Now they talked to me again, and we chit-chat about old times, you know. But they said something to somebody about it. Well, who the heck do they think he is? And this one person who told her off is from your area. Lives in our, you know, area. Used to be dancing with John Hendrick a long time ago. And she says, well, for crying out loud, why don't you mix when he tells you to mix? Who do you think you are? You are wrong, not him. He's right. So maybe that helped, you know, get him back dancing with us. I don't know. But there are certain things that you have to stand up for. And I meant rough dancing. Somebody pushing his wife into the prescribed spot, you know. Get over there, honey. You know, just won't tolerate it. It's a dance. And it's for fun. No matter if it's a fun level dance, which is a bad term for a lesser number of basics, or whether it's a challenged dance, it's still a dance. And the people should move to the music through the figures. Your responsibility is to have them moving, dancing, and having a good time.
Gosh, the shackles and all that kind of stuff. Let's have a little fun tonight, shall we?
Yeah. possible partner left is to turn on her by the way. Well, her turn up that I'm a star of the man. Back and serve in the coffee around the main and sounds the fair touch and the left side of the man. Over the hall and the rain goes down and I'll go around. Rest my little love, go to meet a little about it. I'm a name for the partner friend. Take a little walk. Go around the bend and homeward bound. When you're there, well, size. Jump in the middle of your body count. Got a minute, go find. Whoop, till the minute, I got back out. Do a curly cue this time. All eight circling one notch. That boy's running with the girls. Do a curly cue there, bounce once. Scoot back, the men turn through. Boys fall behind, the girls behind. Two ladies shake straight across. Turn it. Now send her back a Dixie style and say, hello there, my left arm in my hand. Never go with a minute, I'm grand. Good, good, fine, the left.
Get on a rock and roll and dad, I can tell that you're a fraud-minded man. Old man of 18 Thank you. I learned a long time ago to plant my feet on the floor and leave it there.
Very good. Hope my cake's still working. Yeah, still going.
Were you picking up the sound?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in midway then.
Anything you can hear here, that'll be.
Gotta keep on feeling
strong. Well, you wanna try it?
Put centers in and pass them on. Three-quarter round. Woo! Go over and back on your face.
primarily the standard basics that have been standard to square dancing for a long time and are generally accepted by everybody as a basic foundation. And kind of using them as the basis of the dance, now we probably will play a little bit of music set. We will play probably a little bit in the area of figures that are just above that 75 that we think everybody's doing, obviously the flutter wheel, the curly cue, and sweep before, kind of a mainstream kind of dance. That's it.
Thank you. the speed of the dancers tonight. Why not the speed of nothing? Beauty.
Going. this is your brother.
Yeah, I'll probably have to teach this dog. He's a little family, you know, family, so I'll have to sneak down here probably.
Sooner or later. Sooner or later. Nice meeting you.
Okay, thank you.
These guys pretty average. Who's his dad? But he never took my course. I think he's about to be a hundred dollars. But if I wanted to go as far as he could understand, I think the rest of the world would be able to take it all another time. With all these advanced methods of being able to tell 1 feet, 2 feet, box 24, and
he doesn't know how to call up the middle and back and square through, yeah?
So it did a lot of damage, and he got frustrated. He quit. His wife called her over and had us go over and cut a couple hours and tried to find out. And tell you, listen, if you understand it, great. You can always use it. But you got to learn the law before you can walk. You got to learn the law before you can walk.
One of the things I did here today was go back to show how I get involved in my flow concept. From simple right hand start, and pass to and around mode, and keep them going, the goal posting. You know? When I see my beginners just chugging through that stuff, I know they're beginning to learn how to dance. And from that on point, when I teach them figures, they put them together with that same feel, you know?
Someone asked me what was your method. I said, well, I think it's probably, I can't tell how the dog is by dancing. I said, he uses a lot of direction. He uses basic stuff. He uses a little out of the ordinary. You get into weird setups. And I said, can you just listen?
It's all basically a directional dance.
You're supposed to
show them here, tell how I can use standard basics in a creative manner. That's the kind of dance, the workshop they wanted. And the kind of a dance I'll try to call for them tonight. I'm not going to give them a... Well, they want me to workshop recycling. Came over and said, please do that, because that's my concern. Okay, no big deal, no problem.
Well, see, I didn't want to let the rest of it recycle, because some of these guys are only playing that way.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought those other positions up. That's good.
Let them have a chance.
I've talked with you enough to know that although you don't do a lot of figures, you do a lot of family figures. And you're doing more figures than sets and orders doing, because you're grouping families.
Right.
You're doing all the tags. You know? I've seen you call, and you're grouping in families, so it looks like you've got less figures, but in reality you have more.
Well, I use them in a different way. They may know how to do it, but I'll put them in a different way.
You want to be creative your way, yeah, so.
Well, for me, I think also back in the family, even some of the traditions are probably even more natural. Either they memorize a secret, or they have a key, and if the key breaks down somewhere, the whole is more practical.
Thank you.
you to form a great big circle for it. Everybody get up early, shifting around, go a great big circle. We're going to be proud of the permanent circle in our promenade circle, showing the pretty part of this promenade position.
Recycle away from there. You turn the lady's lead, Dixie style. That boy crossed from the far end. Everybody swings to that girl. That boy is wild and girl. Now the couple certainly won the match. Now they'll find a four. Woo! Boys run on the girls, as couples circulate one match, then men.